A well-loved playground in Richmond was demolished last week to make way for an upgrade. The original playground, nestled in the quiet Odlinwood neighborhood on Shepherd Drive, was built in the 1990s. Construction began this week and is expected to finish just in time for summer. Local resident Annabelle Wee told the Richmond News watching the demolition brought back happy memories of her daughter's endless hours of play during the early 2000s. Wee's daughter never passed on a chance to go on the swing, but she loved every single piece of equipment at the playground, including the monkey bars when she eventually grew old enough to swing from one end to the other. She was very proud of that, said Wee. Despite the memories, Wee thinks it's time for something new. It was getting old. And kind of broken down, she explained. I mean, you had your basics. The swings, the slide, monkey bars and climbing equipment. So it was just a few things to play with, but she had lots of fun. We had lots of fun with her. She added she was impressed. The city bothered to circulate and see what changes are needed to upgrade the neighborhood. Last year, a $400,000 budget was approved by Richmond City Council to replace playgrounds that are at the end of their useful life and do not meet the current safety guidelines, with Odlinwood Park, just north of Alderbridge Way and west of Shell Road, being listed as a 2023 priority alongside the Heather Dolphin Park. The city identified issues including aging play equipment, accessibility challenges with the playground's pea gravel surfacing and expansion limitations due to a concrete curb and pathway surrounding the play area, and conducted a public consultation last year. The new design will reflect public feedback on using natural materials and the type of creative equipment to be installed, said city spokesperson Clay Adams. New features include play structures, slides, climbers, swings and spinners, as well as shade panels and transfer stations for children with mobility challenges. When completed in time for summer activity and school holidays, the playground should be a popular magnet for children and local visitors, he added. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.